Hi, Rick.
Hey, Alex.
How are you doing?
Hey, I am. I'm doing really good, but I'm on the edge of being burnt out and fried.
It's VeeamON, so it's probably a natural reason.
Yeah, VeeamON. You know, we're recording here on, I guess, Wednesday, 22nd May, coming up on 2 in the afternoon, but or 1:30. But basically, you know, it just takes a lot out of our teams and, you know, individuals. You know, I don't even know how many presentations, meetings, videos, podcasts I've done, demos. We had a great main stage demo yesterday. I liked, at least. But it was a big effort, and I kind of went into this not quite sure how it would go, because we were kind of space constrained. We're in two different hotels. These two venues here aren't really equipped for like 3,000 and 4,000 or 5,000 person or more events. You know, we were over 2,000, so, but I think we did a pretty good job. I got to see the survey data. That's what matters the most.
Yeah, that's, you know, true.
Sessions and overall event, but let's just say there are less fires to deal with this time compared to the last times.
Yeah. So how's VeeamON been for you? You mentioned meetings, presentations, mm-hmm. but what's new for you as a senior director of product strategy?
Well, you know, the product team as a whole, and I frequently use that language, the product team at Veeam, because it's an engine. There's product marketing, there's product management, and then there's product strategy. And different organizations organize their teams differently. I mean, some call them Office of the CTO, some call them Tech Marketing. I've seen Tech Ninja as a job title recently, which I'm actually considering. What exactly does that entail? You know, that sounds interesting. But, you know, the product team at Veeam, those three engines, you know, they have this kind of symbiotic relationship. And, you know, the goals that we do on the product team is to respond to market, respond to opportunities, innovate, you know, beat the competition, look at solving customer problems, and all of those things kind of float around in different levels of priority. And, you know, so what's new for us, right? We're going into the cloud data management, right? We want to be that leader in that space, right? So, you know, yesterday those who were here saw that first peek of Veeam backup and replication for Azure, native agentless Azure backup, and that's going to be huge, right? That's, you know, taking this cloud native approach to new services and new platforms. I mean, yeah, sure, we can use the agents and that, but having that agentless approach is going to allow it to scale infinitely. And we kind of observed that with what we've done in AWS, with Veeam backup and replication for AWS. Same name, different cloud, okay? So we, you know, the thought is there's a portability element. Wherever you go, we want you to have that backup and availability experience.
Yeah, because you come from an on-premise strategy.
Yeah, we were born in the data center on VMware, you know, and that was our transition to adding agents to do the physical servers and, you know, that kind of additional from a technical capability phase recently when we embraced SaaS and embraced the cloud, you know, so the Office 365 offering, Azure, AWS, and we're looking at other clouds and we're looking at other services in clouds. And that's really important. I actually had pulled Ressler aside, one of the product managers, and I'm like, and you know Mike well, he will talk about things with you. Yes, he will. And I said, Mike, I mean, I want you to just tell me you're thinking about many other Azure services too, right? Because, you know, I know with Amazon and Azure, it's a fair guess that there's either around or over 100 services available. Mm-hmm. You know, and virtual machines is one of them. Okay, let's back that up. But you get what I'm saying. We want to provide these. I want to press to provide these backups across all types of different data sets, application designs, and things like that. So I think that organizations are going to find themselves wanting to do more with the cloud, obviously. I mean, Azure is an example. I actually just did a webinar on the MVP Days group with the Kualas, my tag team MVP group out of Canada, that they're both Vanguards and MVPs.
Yeah, and that's the Kualas.
Yes, the Kualas. Yeah. It's a team. Buy one, get one free. I mean, they are together and a great balance. I really like what they do in the community, and they were nice enough to give me an opportunity on MVP Days. And I just kind of gave my perspective of Azure from the backup side of things. And I'm already scheming some of my next ideas to share with them. But, you know, Azure's a really good cloud choice. I mean, and you know, spare the technology, I actually think that a lot of businesses just kind of have to do it that way. Mm. And the reason is federated identity is so clean with Microsoft technologies on-prem and in the cloud. And then you think about the hybrid app use case. There's a lot of natural transitions to going to a cloud model and embracing hybrid. I mean, Microsoft has a very clear story for that. So just thinking about IT trends and priorities for a lot of organizations, I think Microsoft Azure lends itself to a better kind of road in those two approaches. And then the other side of that is Microsoft doesn't want to lose this battle, and they want to play the game, and there has to be more than one powerful cloud, you know, for competitive reasons.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
Can't be a monopoly.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I see market share, but I don't at all think Microsoft's a bad choice for the cloud.
Yeah. And as of from a Veeam perspective, do you feel that you are not, are customers moving to the cloud, so you're losing track on customers on-prem? Or do you see that there are new small customers emerging, consuming so much more that they hit the enterprise market where you are, but the current enterprise customers are moving to the cloud? Are you seeing that you just expand business, or are you shifting business?
So if to answer that question today, yeah, it's expand. A couple years ago, it was a little cagey, a different answer, and I'll explain. So a couple years ago, we introduced Restoring to Azure. I think that's actually the first time I met you. It was at Ignite, I think, in Chicago, that when we had previewed that we could take an agent backup and restore it to Azure. No, that might have been to FastSCP. I'm having trouble remembering years. But basically, at some point, we would take a backup from the Veeam agent for Windows, and we would restore it into Azure. And that was a great mobility technique. But then we thought about it, whether the backup was from the agent or from Veeam backup and replication. You know, at face value, I'm like, well, the agent is free. So we've lost our ability to like monetize this, you know. And I'm not saying we're always thinking about the monetizing, but I am saying we're Veeam.com, not Veeam.org. Okay, but the agent at the time didn't have like workstation and server editions with things like application aware processing, advanced scheduling, and things like that. So we had to introduce more capabilities there, and then we had the additions. Then that kind of played in naturally. So the end result is we actually have, specifically due to what you just asked there, we actually did a fundamental change of our product licensing this year. And it, you know, isn't really interesting to think about, oh, talking about licensing. In fact, it's not fun. But the end result, you know, this is one of those situations where the juice is worth the squeeze, because organizations in the end have the flexibility they need. If something is physical today, virtual tomorrow, cloud the next day after that, that's one Veeam license. You know, if I had to change from three different products and three different license engines, the complexity will multiply. Because a lot of times people don't put, this is my personal opinion that I kind of validate when I talk to customers and stuff, but I feel that people put workloads in the cloud not just for the sake of being the cloud, but because that's the right platform. So that inherently means that things are going to move from the cloud to on-prem to the cloud, physical to virtual to physical, or maybe even just go away, get retired and deleted, or, you know, in Nutanix as a hypervisor we support. There's a portability aspect that's happening. And that instance licensing really gives you those two from within, to the cloud, from the cloud, within the cloud, backups. So once it's in the cloud, we'll back it up there. If it comes back home on-prem, we'll back it up there. And once customers get their head around that, and because there's going to be workloads coming and going and moving and addition, contraction, then when you think about a pool that, whatever we're running, let's back it up with Veeam. That's the promise of the simplicity of the instance licensing. So that was a change we made last year. I should say we made it last year, implemented it early this year. And with the cloud era, we're like moving stuff to the cloud when organizations grow, that's a capability that I think really allows some flexibility for organizations. That, you know, whatever you're running, let's back it up.
Yeah, and just like you said on licenses, make it simple.
Yeah.
Just like your products.
It is. You know, ease of use is right at the core of what we try to do. And the hard part of that was the change. You know, that's what I mean by the juice is worth the squeeze. Okay, we're going to have to switch things up. A lot of customer questions, a lot of, well, I was doing it this way, now I got to do it this way. You know, well, some people are like, oh, it saves me money. And some people are like, oh, that costs more. In the end, this is the right thing to do. And honestly, to do what we have planned with all the different products we're thinking about implementing, this is the only way to do it. So it's the only way we're operationally going to scale.
Definitely.
Yeah.
And we see Azure got back up. We see Office 365 got back up. We know AWS got back up. Why do you need Veeam?
Well, portability comes back up again, right? You know, you look at even with, I'd have to think a little bit harder about interpreting, but all of the hyperscale public clouds and software as a service offerings have some form of what I would call a shared responsibility model. And Azure and Amazon put it right at the top. And I think AWS calls it customer data. That's the responsibility of the tenant. Azure calls it data classification and accountability or something like that. It's right at the top. And they draw these differently, but I look at that as a very clear takeaway. The organization, when they put data into the cloud, they have to know that it is ultimately their responsibility. And when you think about services native to the cloud, where does that apply, right? If I'm doing a native backup in the cloud, but the backup is still the customer data is still my responsibility, there's like this kind of revolving question, all right? Mm. So my thought here is, and you know, in our session today, and you know, for the listeners, Alex did a great session today on migrating file servers to Office 365. You know, we've always had this, I don't want to say conundrum, but this characteristic that some of our key platforms that we've integrated with as a partner, you know, Microsoft, VMware, NetApp, HPE, the storages, you know, they've always had their own backup offering. Windows Server backup, NT backup.
Oh, don't get me started. Don't Windows get Server started. Backup.
Yeah. But here's the thing. There's a spectrum of choice that needs to be in place. And when we were talking about some of the, you know, services, software as a service or things like that that have these built-in retention. And my kind of joke is it's all great until you mess up the retention. Mm. And, you know, retention in the SaaS space kind of is feeling a lot like the old joke that I used to give, that a snapshot is not a backup. You know, that's kind of an old sticky term that we have, right? So if it's data we care about, if it's data we need, I think there's an ultimate responsibility that organizations need to manage and steward that data in a way that I feel that Veeam can help out with.
Well, that's a great story. And just people or CXOs who's used to see the number of tapes, they used to see the bandwidth use when backup's running. When it's in the cloud, they have no idea if the backup's actually running.
That's a good point. I mean, there's some retooling. I mean, whatever the platform is, I mean, I think if anything's important, it should be made available through things like backup and replication and things like backup and recovery and replication and failover. But when other things are going on, like visibility into all these different things, organizations have to have the control that they need over their data, over their systems. And that's an area where I think we can help. And I think that organizations are on a journey. You know, this is not necessarily an advanced practice just now. It's going to mature. There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be learnings that happen. I think everyone eventually will kind of find out how egress costs really work one time the hard way. You know, I just think that's part of growing up and learning as such. But that's kind of my perspective on it. But I think that it's a great time to, you know, leverage the cloud. Both Amazon and Azure are strong offerings. I think it's a great time to do more with one's backup and have a stronger approach with how they look at managing their data, and Veeam's here to help.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to see you again. And I'm really excited to be here at VeeamON in Miami. And thank you so much for your time, Rick.
Thank you.